Hey everyone, welcome to our Favorite Things podcast, and welcome to our favorite reads. My name is Mofi, and I would be hosting this episode, and I would actually be hosting our favorites for our Favorite Things podcast. And with me holding things down as well is my co-host.
Tiesa, hey guys. I was almost waiting for you to say my name for me. So anyway. Carry on.
Okay, anyways. So yeah, so just a quick like synopsis into what our favorites is. So we have a bigger podcast, or under the same podcast, we have our favorite things podcast. And over the summer, we tend to take 4 months out of the summer to read together, read the same books, and come on the podcast and talk about it. So that's what the segment is. And this year, we kind of want to introduce you to the series, but also talk about some of the books that we're going to be reading and ways that you can keep connected with us. So, speaking of connection, follow us on our social media. We are on Twitter at Our Fave Pods, and on Instagram as well with the same handle, Our Fave Pods. You can rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and every other place that you find your podcast, and that's how to keep plugged and keep connected with us. So, I guess, Tessa, in general, like, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a very lazy Sunday, which is why we're recording this anyway, but yeah, I'm having a really lazy Sunday, but I'm good. I haven't read in like a week or so, so I'm kind of excited to be talking about books. How are you?
I love talking about books. I'm okay. I've started reading more recently, so I'm very excited to be doing this at this time. Sunday is also going pretty well. I'm having quite a chill Sunday. And I guess it might be relevant to say that I'm also recording this podcast outside. So if any crazy noises and anything happens, y'all know why that's the case. But hopefully not.
Yeah, bear with us.
So speaking of reading, what do you, just to go provide people with context of who we are and so that you have a framework of where we're coming from for this series, what do you tend to like to read or invest your time in reading?
I always find this question hard to answer. Most of you don't roll your eyes.
I'm not. I do even.
I do have an answer though.
Why do you find it difficult to answer?
I think because I have one of those annoying answers where it's like, oh, I like to read everything, but you know it's not really everything that you like to read.
Like
I'm not reading everything. Like there's some suggestions that, like, for example, on my audiobook app, I'll definitely skip, like, because I'm just the chances of me reading that are slim. But that being said, I think I really enjoy, I'm very much a fiction person. Like I enjoy fantasy, young adult, historical fiction. A lot of things in the fiction realm I tend to enjoy. I've been reading more nonfiction this year. Becoming was really, really good. And so I'm thinking I might start like investing in more, reading more books like that. It's like specifically about, you know, especially if it's like a woman of color, like Michelle Obama. So yeah, that's cool. That's my bookshelf.
For myself, I tend to read, I gravitate more towards nonfiction, and I know like within nonfiction people have like categories under that. But I would say I like to read a lot of like memoirs, a lot of books about like Black people, mostly Black women. So people telling their own stories, or people writing. I would say like how would you classify a book like Between the World and Me? Would you like I know it's nonfiction, but like under what category under nonfiction would you say it is?
Yeah, that one is actually difficult, right? Because it seems more like an essay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or at least if you're... Yeah, because, well, it's literally kind of like a letter to his son, but it seems more like an essay to me. I don't really know where I would even put it in the nonfiction categories, but if one of you guys know, let us know if it has like a category. Yeah.
I think that's what the category
But books is. Like
I
that?
The category is essays and maybe like critical commentary or political and social commentary. That's also something I tend to read. Those are my favorite types of books actually to read. That's kind of my framework. But I also read fiction from time to time. I also really like, I'm now liking a lot of like short stories and stuff. But yeah, that's kind of where it really goes for me.
Yeah, I feel like I could have answered that question for you. Like, you're so specific with what you like to read that like it just shows. Like, if someone sees your Goodreads or like just even on your Bookstagram, like it's very clear the kind of content that you like to read.
Yeah. This is a question that we've kind of talked about, but I guess what would you classify as the reason why you read? Like what is reading to you?
I actually think for me, I've always just loved any kind of storytelling. Like, even like sitting around, like my auntie used to narrate books to us. Like, she'd read a book and then she'd come and narrate and tell us a story. So for me, I just like storytelling in general, and whatever medium that comes in, I'm fine to consume it. But I think for me, reading also gives me an opportunity to use my imagination, right? Because if you're watching a movie or if you're doing video, then maybe not so much. You can see everything happening. So especially reading fiction, I like that opportunity to try to just like, you know, picture how the world looks or how the people look or how things were being portrayed or whatever. So, I like that aspect of it.
Yeah. I find that I read to just, like, gather knowledge or gather, like, information. Growing up, I don't even remember really, like, what reading was for, like, me growing up. Like, I vaguely remember, like, reading a lot and having all of these books and stuff like that. But I don't necessarily have vivid memories of the practice of reading for me within my family or things like that. But I'm always, like, I'm very much a, I need information and I need knowledge and I need to know. So that's particularly why I read and gravitate towards certain books. So if I find that like a book wouldn't really provide me with a lot of knowledge or information, I probably would not even read that.
Read it.
Yeah.
I have a question. So do you remember the types of books you had access to when you were young?
Something that really, really like stands out to me is Enid Blyton books. I read a lot of those types of books growing up. And I guess books as well that we would read in school. So like some African stories and stuff like that. I would read books like that. But yeah, that was kind of pretty much it. So I never like, for example, when I was younger, my parents never let me read Harry Potter because they said it was demonic and devilish.
It was witchy.
Yeah. And I never, like, sought it out. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, sure. Like, you don't really want me to read this, so I'm not going to read it. But my sister, when they said she shouldn't read it, she went against all the things that Aunt Reddy process. Yeah, so I guess on some levels, I tend to use that to kind of classify, like, what kind of reader am I? Or am I even, you know how people say, like, people that are readers, they remember, like, their first book, and they remember all of these things, and they have these connections to reading.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I actually was never, like, I never, would never, like, put myself out there just to read a book. But yeah, that's just...
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, that, you just described my experience. I feel like my childhood, a huge chunk of my childhood, reading is a part of it. And like, it was it was such a heavy part of it that like, I find it difficult to even recall my childhood without recalling a book, a specific book, what even the cover looked like, where I was reading it for some books, like, it's that vivid for me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So, going on to, well, do you have any goals for the year, like any reading goals or any focus for reading that you have?
For reading. Yeah, I think, I don't know if we said this year or last year. Okay, it doesn't matter. I can't remember. But for this year, my goal is to read more African authors specifically, read more women of color specifically, because I feel like I've just not been doing that. And this year I've been doing pretty good so far. Like, between Nervous Conditions, Becoming, Poet X, which are all, like, I 10 over 10 recommend all of those. I'm meeting my goals, but I don't really have like a number goal. I think I set like 30 on Goodreads, but that was just a random, just to set a goal. So if I meet it, it's not super important, but
yeah. I have a Goodreads goal as well. My Goodreads goal is 25 books. So that's that. With regards to books that I would like to read this year, I want to read more like prominent, like, I guess, books in the Black community written by, they could either be contemporary or like from books back in the day, just things relating to Blackness, either within Africa or in the diaspora. So that's kind of, that's what I'm choosing to read this year, or focus my reading on for this year.
Did you see the Republic Journal's like reading list for things about like information on Biafra and the Biafra war?
No, I haven't seen
I'll send it to you. I think that's another like group of like books or pieces that I'm going to focus on reading, because we don't know enough about such a major part of our history. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, but yeah,
it's really unbelievable. Yeah, no, please send it to me, and I guess
I think you'll appreciate that.
Everybody can check it out. They are at the Republic NG.
The Republic NG, yeah. Or if we'll link it, we'll link it. Just
I think we have some really good, good articles, good resources. Which is another thing. I don't know if you classify, like if you read like Medium or if you read like a lot of think pieces and stuff, if you classify that as reading as well.
I definitely do. I don't think it has to be a book, because like, even like you said, regardless of if, or I might not even say if my first reason for reading is to gather information, it's an important aspect of reading is getting information, even when you're reading fiction. So, yeah, I definitely consider that reading. Yeah.
Yes. So check them out. They're doing really good work.
They are.
Yeah. So Tessa, you started talking about some of the books that you read this year. Are there any? I guess are there any particular that you would like to shout out? Or just name drop.
Yes, definitely want to name drop. And I'll probably share it on our Twitter too. We used to share like these kind of things, but I'll go back to doing that. So this year, besides the three that I mentioned, some noteworthy ones. I'm just opening my Goodreads app here, guys. Sorry. My books.
Goodreads.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I think I shouted this out in a previous podcast, but if you haven't already, Chimamanda's like really short kind of essay style books, We Should All Be Feminists and Dear Ijewale, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. Really, really good stuff. And then If Beale Street Could Talk. Those are the three I'm going to add to my previous three. Those are really good.
You've mentioned the other three. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Which previous three? Yeah.
If you guys are listening.
Right.
Those ones.
Right. What books do I want to shout out that I've read this year? You know what? I mean, I feel like I really like the books I've read this year, but I also feel like, yeah. I'm not about to trash on them. I guess, like, I haven't read in a while, to be honest. I haven't read for almost, like, a month or a month and a half. So the feelings I had from reading, I guess, the books that I've read in the first half of this year are not they're not as high anymore, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just, like, time has passed. So you're not as hype about it, which makes sense.
But if I could shout some out, I read There Was a Country by Chinua Achebe, if we're speaking of books relating to Biafra. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
I second that. That's a really good book to pick up.
Yes. There's also a book called Such a Lonely, Lovely Road by Kajiso Lesigo Molope. I feel like I just butchered her name. But she's a South African writer. I think she lives in Canada or whatever. But it's a story about, it's coming of age story of a gay boy born and living in South Africa. And it's a great book. I really enjoyed it. Her storytelling and how she connected so many things. I guess about being African and the collective experiences that we face, like expectations, religion, race. Just she was able to really combine a lot of factors that impact somebody's life. You know, like nothing. Things don't only happen in like silos. You know, you're not only black, or you're not only gay, or you're not only this.
And I imagine that, you know, sometimes that's difficult because these are like a lot of complex, or human beings are complex, I guess.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to like portray that even on like film. And so it's nice when it's done well.
And one I will just shout out for shouting out sake, but nobody needs a reminder of how, well, maybe people do, but Freshwater by Akaikwe Emezi. It's one of my favorite books I think that I've ever read. So simply saying that these books are not exciting, I just forgot.
He forgot the impact.
I did. I really enjoyed reading Freshwater. I think the voice that Akaikwe has is so powerful, and it's so unique in their storytelling. And just how much space they're taking up. I think people are so upset by, or some people are at least maybe upset about how much space they're taking up and the confusion behind that and all of those things. But I think that's the power of literature, and they're getting Freshwater and being made into a TV series. So like, take that, haters.
Yep, and a lot of great books have come out to controversy. A lot of great books have come out to backlash and, you know, not even being published. And so, honestly, I'm standing all the space that Akaikwe is taking up right now with Freshwater. So,
Yes. Okay. So, what are you looking forward to reading this year, I guess? Or maybe some books you're looking forward to reading?
Yeah, I was going to say that Freshwater is a good segue. I'm very much looking forward to reading that. I'm definitely reading it this June because our book club will be discussing it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to finishing the Game of Thrones series.
Yeah.
Which has 5 books, so that's definitely going to take me, you know, a couple months. And then reading Pachinko. I don't know if you've heard about it. By Min Jin Lee. So I have that one on my bookshelf and definitely looking forward to reading that. I like family saga kind of stories. I also really like coming of age, but those kind of things intrigue me.
I'm trying to see if I can find my list of books to read, but because I don't even remember.
I had to make mine because I was like, Goodreads is going to fail me.
Yeah, I guess right now I don't really, which is something that's really interesting. I don't really have like books I'm looking forward to reading. I have none really, like nothing that's strong, I guess. I'm reading a book called Unapologetic, a Black Feminist and Queer Mandate for Radical Movements. I'm really enjoying that one. So I had been looking forward to reading it, so now I'm reading it, so I'm very excited about that. Some of the books actually that are on our list for this year's our favorites are so a lot of the books I'm looking forward to, so I guess that's taking up that space, and we'll introduce those shortly. So
yeah,
I would say those would be my books.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention one of them, but since we're going to introduce them then,
yeah, what are you reading right now?
I'm about to finish up the first book in the Game of Thrones series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Nice.
Looking forward to that.
Okay. So Tessa, should we get into introducing the book?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we actually don't have we didn't talk about the direction of how we're reading this. So
yes,
it doesn't matter. I guess now I am going to dictate what the direction is.
Ooh.
Okay, so the first book that we're going to be reading is New Daughters of Africa. It's written by Margaret Busby, but also there's Chimamanda, there's Aisha Harunata, there's other female authors on this book as well. Taye Selassie, Mbolo Mbue. So there's some very popular names, I guess, and maybe all others are very popular. I just don't know them all. it's a book of short stories. It's kind of writing of their work as African women. I think that's it in a nutshell. I haven't read the book, so I'm just kind of trying to read on Goodreads on what it's about. As writers, as African writers, yes, as well. So not just African women, but NBA writers as well.
Writers, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to this. I've had this saved on Goodreads for the longest time.
Yes.
So yes, and to talking about it on the podcast. So yeah,
I am very excited. I can't wait to get my hands on this book.
Yeah, me too.
There's actually, if I could go back to a book that I would like to read, I'm looking forward to reading this year. She Called Me Woman. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't actually. Let me see who it's by. I don't know if my Google search will bring it up real quick. Hope so.
It sounds so familiar. Does her name start with an E?
No. It's by.
Oh no.
No. Her first name starts with an A. Or at least she's the editor of the book. Azina Mohammed. Yeah, and it's called She Called Me Woman, Nigeria Square Women Speak. So there's a collection of stories talking about what it means to be a queer woman living in Nigeria.
Oh,
I really, really want to read. I can't even wait. Well, I can't wait because I guess I'm not reading it right now, but...
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. I was confusing it with something else that also ends with woman, and it's a very interesting plot, and I don't remember it right now, but I'll share it with you later offline.
So this is what this one is about. Okay, so we would be reading New Daughters of Africa in June, actually. I guess we're reading it this month. Oh my gosh, I hope it's not that big of a book.
Yeah,
I need to buy it as well because I don't need it.
How are we already in June? Okay, I know, that's crazy. Everything's fine.
Yep, this is all fine. So hi everyone, Mofi here from Our Favorite Things podcast, and I just wanted to provide a quick update that we will not be reading New Daughters of Africa as our first book for June. We will actually be reading Queenie by Candace Carty-Williams. The reason for this, as a quick context update is that New Daughters of Africa, although a really great book that we are still going to read on our individual times, we realized that it's such a big book and the time was too short for us to be able to read it in time to also record for the podcast as well. So I hope you will join us in reading Queenie as well, and looking forward to talking about it. Now back to the podcast. Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe is the other book that we're going to read. Tessa, mm-hmm. Do you have like a synopsis of what it's about? You've read it. I haven't.
I have read it, but you know,
I've read it as well, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I read it so many. I've actually, funny enough, I've read it twice, but it was so many years ago. Like, I don't remember the synopsis.
Okay.
This is bad.
So, what Goodreads says is it's a story of a strong man, in quotes. I don't know. Anyways, a story of a strong man whose life is dominated by fear and anger. Things Fall Apart is written with remarkable economy and subtle irony, uniquely and richly African at the same time. It reveals Achebe's keen awareness of the human qualities common to men of all places. Anyways, if I had read this description, I probably would have wanted to read this book.
this description is interesting.
I guess we'll see, because this is what's happening.
It's already happening. It's cemented in.
Yes, I mean that's exciting. I guess you get to read a book that's so prominent in the African and mm-hmm. the Nigerian literary community.
But
to be able to see it from it, like now that you're a little bit older, at least for me as well, I think it'll mm-hmm. be, and maybe in a different mind space as well.
Yeah. Likewise, I'm excited to re-read it.
re-read it. So that would be our book for July. So we'll be reading Things Fall Apart in July. And mm-hmm. The last book that we're going to read, so we're going to do this from now until August. It's kind of like our summer thing. So in August, we are reading A Stranger's Pose by mm-hmm. Emmanuel Iduma. Mm-hmm. So A Stranger's Pose is kind of like a combination of like essays, it's like a memoir, it's pictures, talking about, I guess, traveling mm-hmm. storytelling of traveling across certain African cities mm-hmm. between 2011 and 2015. So funny enough, I had put this on my like Goodreads to read. Mm-hmm. Want to read and I forgot about it, and I was listening to a podcast and they really talked highly of this
book. Of it, yes.
Yeah, yes. So I was like, okay,
yeah,
I want to read this.
The quickness with which I purchased this book after someone talking about it on their Instagram. So I mean, I think people just generally speak really highly of it.
Well, do you have it?
I do.
Oh, cool.
I already bought it. Like, I've had it for months now. I don't know why I haven't read it, but we're going to read it.
Now is the time.
Exactly. It was being saved for this moment.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if there's anything we need to talk about. That's kind of our plan. Follow us on our social media to just in case you don't remember, and I think we'll put this in the show notes as well. But just keep up with us. That we'll probably be posing for questions and stuff like that. But the intention is as well as Tessa and I reading this together, we want you guys to join us as well. The books that we picked are very much focused on the continent of Africa, and I guess how it also extends to the diaspora, but it's very focused on voices, African voices. So if you're looking to read more from African authors and stuff, I think this is the right time to join us on this journey.
Yeah, that's perfect.
While we do this. And then, speaking of following us and just being on this journey with us, in order to keep everybody engaged and just connected, we want to do a giveaway as well. So we're going to do a giveaway. We also did not really decide what our rules are. So I think this is something that Tessa and I would have to like discuss and then keep you guys updated, probably on social media and stuff on how
exactly
to enter the good giveaway. But the book that we're going to give away is called Things Are Good Now, and it's by Jemila Ibrahim. And I would I think I'm just going to read the synopsis off of Goodreads so that to give you guys a little bit of perspective. But it's a book that I've read and I really enjoyed it. So set in East Africa, the Middle East, Canada, and the US, Things Are Good Now examines the weight of the migrant experience on the human psyche. In these pages, women, men, and children who've crossed continents in search of a better life find themselves struggling with the chaos of displacement and the religious and cultural clashes they face in their new homes. A maid who traveled to the Middle East, lured by the prospect of a well-paying job, is trapped in the Syrian war. A female ex-freedom fighter immigrates to Canada, only to be relegated to cleaning public washrooms and hospital sheets. A disillusioned civil servant struggles to come to grips with his lover's imminent departure. A young Muslim Canadian woman who married her way to California to escape her devout family's demands realizes she's made a mistake. And there's a little bit more. And now that now that I've kind of read the synopsis again, remembering the stories that were told, they were so they were so nuanced and just explaining the complications of what immigration does to human beings. Like, it's never as simplistic as the media and as people try to paint it as. It's so complicated. And the one about a freedom fighter, the story just puts you in the position where you're like, where you have to, I guess, people that maybe have not had to think about it, when you think of freedom fighters and they're always villainized and having to process, like, what gets people to be in certain positions where they do things like this, and which one is, wow, I was about to really go hard on the podcast, but I'll leave it. but really, is that really the worst thing that happens in our society, or is one really bad when you compare it to others? So I would just say, like, when you think of people that go to war and veterans and people that go fight, I'm not going to go into a deep, but essentially it just makes you think about things and really question how we process a lot of things in society that's viewed as normal and abnormal.
People and situations are complex, man.
Yeah.
I now really want to read this after listening to the synopsis. And so can I enter the giveaway? Is that okay. All right.
Who knows if it's even open to America?
Whoa. I think your American fans feel slighted.
We'll see. We'll talk.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's kind of it in a nutshell. Tessa, is there anything you would like to talk about before we close this episode off?
Just that I'm really excited, and I hope that for any of our listeners who enjoy reading, that you kind of maybe see this as a little virtual book club, and that you join us for the 4 weeks that we're going to be talking about. The 3 weeks.
4 months.
Months that we're going to be talking about these different books. We would really love to hear your thoughts. I mean, Mofi and I, of course, try to look at things from different angles, but there's only so much that we can cover just being two of us. So it'd be nice to get you guys' thoughts. Yeah.
Very well said. And with that, you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter and Instagram at ourfavepods. And Tessa, where can folks find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TIIESE. And you can also, going to do a different thing this time, find me on Goodreads. I'm at Tiese. Let's be friends and, you know, talk about books together.
Sure. You guys can find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm a Miss Badmos. So that's MSBADMOS. And you can find me on Instagram, where I post about my books and all the fun stuff that I'm reading, at Mofi's Book Collection. Come say hi, follow me, and all that fun stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. We'll catch you at the end of this month. Hopefully, keep your eye out on our schedule and everything. And